Next on the agenda, we have our public, well, it says recess, but since we've only been going for a half hour, we're going to move on. But we will reserve the right to take a recess later if we need to. But at this time, we will be holding our public hearings, and everyone will have the opportunity to speak if they choose to do so, as long as you follow the rules of the commission. And speaking of the commission rules, Mr. Robertson will share those with us.
Thank you, Ms. Wingate. As stated, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The proceedings are also being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County and its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission's meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior will be permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chair. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chair, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chair will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to an application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify your name by place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chair does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and she has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of an applicant, of the supporters of the or of the opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the chairman, or excuse me, to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of all the hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decisions will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And before we turn it back over to the public hearing, you'll see at the podium there's a microphone that looks like this. Now, when you speak, there's a space bar with press that to make sure that the icon in that space bar, as well as the ring around the microphone, is lit up so that it'll be recorded, so that the people in the room can hear, and also that it picked up on the broadcast at sussexcountyde.gov. And we will also be sure to remind you if we don't see this little green light lit up. Thank you, Ms. Wingate.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Okay, first item.